Hello.
Hello.
Right, so let's begin. How long have you lived in Carlisle for?
79 years since I was born.
And what do you think has kept you here all that time?
Possibly because I got married to a Carlisle girl.
Aww.
And I was involved with different music groups and a dance band I used to play in and a pop group and then various orchestras.
Whoa.
And different woodwind groups. So that's kept me going. But I haven't really felt the need to move out anywhere else. I've been quite happy living in Carlisle.
And so music has been a big part of your life then?
It has been.
What instruments have you played in the past?
I've played clarinet, all the saxophones.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Tenor saxophone, baritone saxophone, and I've got a soprano saxophone now.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory of growing up, I think the main one was actually when I was involved with the local Boys Brigade organisations.
Wow.
Starting off with Life Boys and when I was really young, and then progressing to the Boys Brigade, which I loved. And in those days, it was quite odd for boys and girls in the other girls' organisations. It was quite odd for you not to be in something like that. So there was actually lots. I found it very fulfilling and people were lovely. So you got used to a bit of discipline and just comradeship.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was lovely.
And so did you go to that once a week or was it
Yes, I went to it once a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what sort of ages? I mean, obviously you said from right when you were young.
I started maybe when I was probably about 11 with the Life Boy. And then the Boys Brigade maybe when I was 14-ish.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's really cool. And did that relate to the job that you then did?
Well, the first job I did was like a message boy, British Railways. And then eventually I've been working in various offices all my life. Yeah, started off with a firm that made plaster and plasterboards called British Gypsum.
Where?
I worked there for 15 years. And then
that was based in Carlisle?
Well, it was based just outside Carlisle in a place called the Cock Lakes.
Oh, wow.
Near Court Hill. And then I've worked in other different offices, such as the British Fuel Company, which were like wholesalers of coal. And then I worked for a builder's merchant. And then I eventually worked at Send the Light for the last 15 years.
And what's that?
This is an organisation that wholesales and distributes Christian products all over the world.
Whoa, that sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So has your faith been a big part of your life?
It has, yeah.
Oh.
And, well, I went through with the different jobs. I'd have probably stayed in them longer, but I've gone through redundancy 3 times, so I had to find a new one.
That's rude. And how, through your whole time in Carlisle, do you think there's been big differences in the sort of sense of community and the lifestyle?
The community was probably a little bit stronger when I was growing up, but not a big difference, really.
Yeah.
Not a big difference.
Have you noticed any big differences in Carlisle?
Possibly now, the way that some of the youngsters, some of them are a little bit unkind to elderly people like myself, or
that's a shame.
That's quite a shame. But the majority of them are absolutely okay.
What advice would you give to the sort of younger generations?
Probably just to be more patient with some of the elderly people about, you know, realizing they're not quite as quick to do things as the younger ones can do.
Are there any different places in Carlisle that bring back certain memories for you or occasions?
Well, there are not, there's still some lovely places in Carlisle, such as the cathedral and castle. And there used to be a good theatre there, which we're lacking at the moment. And I think my biggest one as well was probably playing in a musical environment most of my life. Started off in like a woodwind group, you know, that was taken by a wonderful clarinet teacher called Ted Robinson, who actually taught me the clarinet. I didn't start learning the clarinet until I must have been over 18 or 19, because I just went to a secondary modern school and there wasn't any music, but there wasn't anything like that.
Oh, wow.
So I had to wait until I started working and I could afford to buy an instrument.
And what about your life now? What would your week look like normally?
Well, since I'm on my own, I think I'm involved with things like the U3A organisation, which is basically for people over 40-year-old. There's lots of things to do with that. I'm part of a support group called Headway, who support people who have had head injuries or strokes or accidents. And yeah, because I was unfortunate enough to have a double brain hemorrhage just over 20 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so that's why I'm with Headway. And then the band, we meet up once a week with the band, so that keeps me going. And then I actually volunteer at the local hospital as well.
Any funny stories or things that you have from your different volunteering?
There's some quite funny stories of the people, some of the people that I met, you know, when the COVID was on and I was at the hospital. You know, you heard some quite funny tales. Yeah.
Any that have really sort of stuck with you?
Some of it has, some of it has. Yeah. But no, but I know there were obviously bad times, but it was good to be able to be part of looking after people and taking them. Obviously, at the time, there wasn't any visiting in the wards. So my job was on a meet and greet counter, and we would take things up to the wards and just drop things off for the patients. But we never ever went into the patients' rooms.
Right.
We just dropped things off at the sister's desk or ward clerk's desk.
Oh, and that must have made a really big difference for the patients.
Would do. And at the time it was very busy because, you know, we had to do all of the running about to the different wards and probably walking miles in the day. Yeah.
Get the steps in. So you know your way around then very easily. Nice. What's your favourite part about living in Cumbria?
Well, living in Cumbria, the city of Carlisle is actually okay, but one of the favourite parts of Cumbria is that we're actually so close to the Lake District, which is a wonderful part of the country. I can't walk quite as far as I probably used to, but I like going off to the lakes and walking round a little bit.
Ah, that's really nice. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, and I hope to speak to you again soon.